On Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute Week, should wind turbines breathe like our lungs do? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Miki Amate, associate professor in the Department of Mechanical, Aerospace, and Nuclear Engineering, discusses this question.
There is a huge interest in capturing green means for energy without using fossil fuels. One way to do this is to increase the size of wind turbines so they can generate more energy. One of the challenges with that is, as the turbines become bigger and bigger, the blades become more prone to turbulence in the air, wind gusts, and the change of direction of the wind, all of which can cause structural damage. We have developed techniques to detect conditions where the blades might be damaged and actively mitigate those adverse effects through controlled pulses of air that are generated by electricity. The mechanism by which we create those active puffs of air is similar to the way our lungs work. Air flows in and out of openings on the blade's surface, which create pulses of control jets using only a small amount of power, just 5 watts per jet. As a comparison, a typical light bulb at home is 60 watts. Using the same technology, we can also increase the use of wind turbines in areas where the environment has traditionally been a barrier. The control jets enable the turbine blades to operate efficiently, even in high wind or where wind is not sufficient. This technology has attracted a lot of interest from large wind turbine companies and has recently been successfully tested on a full-scale wind turbine in the field for a full year.
That was Miki Amate of Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.